Hello.
Hey.
We are back with another podcast.
Yes, we are
another
back.
Another episode, the Unbothered Podcast.
That's it.
Cheers. And today,
yep,
we will be talking about the cancel culture.
Yes.
Interesting.
Like, what do you think of it? Is it good? Is it bad? Why?
So, obviously, we've all cancelled people in our lives.
Of course. Yeah.
These guys are saying it with their chest. Yeah, I've cancelled some people.
Yeah. In the name of my mental health, Charlie.
Lol. But what does cancelling mean?
Okay.
What does it mean to cancel someone?
I think to cancel someone means to actually proactively remove someone out of your life,
mm-hmm.
in order for you to sort of effectively and healthily maintain your life, to live out that healthy life. You've got to remove that person. That's mm-hmm. what it means to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think to cancel someone means to, yeah, I agree, remove them from your life, or remove them from the position they had in your life.
Mm.
So it doesn't necessarily mean you totally throw them in the bin. It just means that actually maybe they get demoted.
Ooh, I like
two
that.
Or three steps. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
So what's the difference between cancelling someone and ghosting on someone? So if you don't know what ghosting means, it means just like ending all forms of communication on them. So there's no way for them to contact you.
Mm.
So what's the difference between ghosting on someone and cancelling them?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
I feel like ghosting you don't communicate with the person, you just vanish.
That's
whereas cancelling, you kind of tell the person your grievances and why they need to take a step back, I think. But then also with cancelling, you also tell other people. I feel like part of the cancel culture is you need to let everybody know that this person is cancelled, they're in the bin, emojis, you ban like their that. Names
oh.
from brunch, you know, like funny. That's it.
Do you know what's funny though? With the cancelling thing, I feel like I don't tell the person that they cancelled. I just tell everyone else that they cancelled.
I'm dead.
I'm like, yeah, he's cancelled. But he doesn't know that he's cancelled. Like,
so wait, as women.
Dun, 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 dun.
So as women,
a bit wild.
As still. Women, do we only cancel men, or do we cancel other women too?
No, I've cancelled many women in my time.
I don't think I've cancelled women, you know.
No, I've cancelled
women.
But
we all know that my stance is men are trash, so they're getting cancelled regardless.
Oh my goodness.
But women, I show mercy on women.
Eh? Explain 50 marks. No, seriously.
50 marks, 0.1.
Come on.
Women are different to men. Men,
congratulations.
0.2, men deserve to be cancelled. 0.3, men deserve to be cancelled. 0.4, men deserve to be cancelled. Do you see where I'm going with this? And then 0.50, last but not least, men.
You're
deserve
so
to be
annoying.
So.
Nah, I think.
No one. Everyone can get it, innit? Like Cindy says, everyone can get
there's
it.
There's no discrimination against gender, age, race, ethnicity. I don't care.
Sexuality.
No, I don't care. Anybody can get it. Because so long as you are a living organism, insanity can really insert into your nucleus. So,
come on.
Wow.
Really and truly.
That's it. Bacteria can get cancelled, fungi, whatever organism
and
you
I will
are.
Rebuke you in the name of the Lord. That's it. And we'll move forward to pursue the path that he has called me to live out.
That's it.
I think, though, yeah, no, for me, it depends. Like, I think I've cancelled many friends, female friends as well, in my time, simply because it's just too toxic for me. I can't kid myself. I can't lie to myself. Sometimes it's like you hold on to things because you remember, like, oh my God, but that person was such a great friend then. And then you have to remember that people have changed. They've really changed.
Mm-hmm.
Growth is normal. It's okay for you to allow that person to grow and for you to grow and for you to practically live your life. Mm. There's no point in holding on to something that you can tell has faded.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, I just think if it's necessary, I'll do it. I don't care if you're male or female. It's got to go because my mental health is at risk. And that always comes first.
Do you only cancel your friends? So can anyone be cancelled? Like,
what do you mean? Speak
like celebrities, like things. Is it discriminative to living and non-living?
Look, anybody can get it. Anybody, I don't care.
Anything,
anything, even anybody. Food will get cancelled, of course. If you move mad, bye. See ya.
If you give her food poisoning, you're done. That's it.
Listen, not Chipotle has been cancelled for me for time, you know.
Why? That guac.
gave me
stomach. Right. Oh, no. That guac turned her stomach into stealth, fam.
Wow.
Mate, I was bare bantering with Cindy saying that I wish I could get sick tomorrow. Guess what? I don't want to go to work.
And what was so funny
and
was
she
that.
She got food poisoning.
I looked at that guac and something told me don't eat it. So I let it go. And usually I always get guac, always. I'm a guac advocate. But that sat, she wanted to just, she's a guac being ill activist. She wanted to just.
I love it. I love guac. I love a bit of avocado.
No, but it's the way she really said with chest, I want to get ill. She really spoke
it as so now she prophesied over the guac.
God heard your prayers, sis.
The guac received it.
Mate,
wow.
Honestly, like, so Chipotle been cancelled. R. Kelly's cancelled.
Oh, he was. Yeah. Look, for me, I always knew he was a bit booky. Not gonna lie.
It's hard though, because bump and grind. I wish I could cancel. I can. Do you know when you want to separate the artist from
the music?
The music. But they are kind of two in the same, but that's not...
Yeah, because you don't even know the perspective in which he was writing those songs, creating those songs. And that scares me.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. It's very disgusting. We don't know if he was talking about grown women or if he was talking about underage women.
And when he was asked, a teenager, like, how old is that? I said, sir, are you okay?
Wow.
Are you really okay? Because that's not okay. Like, no thank you.
And this is very random, but Vaseline is cancelled as well. Like,
oh, when he gives you that white ring around your mouth.
Wow!
What? I've never experienced that. You've seen that white ring, or you don't even have to experience it. You would have seen it on someone else, and that's how you know. With every biological bone, even cell,
biological bone
in my body. Feel. Bye. See ya.
She said Vaseline is cancelled. Why is Vaseline
like the
canceled?
Actual tub of petroleum jelly, not like the lip products? They're okay, I guess. I don't use it.
Why
but
the petroleum jelly?
Listen, it gives me bad memories of my childhood. Uh-huh. The way my mum used to rub it on my face.
Shining.
Honestly, I'll be shining,
I'll be glistening for school. That, and the way my mum will just rub it on my face.
Come here.
As if she's scrubbing dirt off my face. Like, sis, why
Fenty
are you...
Fenty Beauty glow up.
Oh, come and
I'm
see.
I'm like, sis, why are you so hard on my face? But, you know, she's just trying to make me glisten for
no,
them.
I'm actually dead. She
them
said.
Them baby boys in school in it, so it's all right.
Wow, shiny.
I just said Robin. That because anything can get it when it comes to being cancelled.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So, amen. If you're still using Vaseline, I don't judge you though, but it's time to move on.
That 2018,
was back in, sis.
In 09. You're still in 09.
Not even 09.
05, 06.
Yeah. Vaseline. You're still using Vaseline.
04, very silly. School, like,
you're very silly to be using that product.
I'm dead.
The aloe vera.
So, how do you actually cancel someone? Because we've spoken about or cancel something. What do you do?
You make a mental decision. Look, you make a choice within your heart and you confess with your tongue that this person is cancelled. And you take the necessary steps to cancel that person, so to remove them from your life or to give them a backseat in your life.
Yeah.
So you cut off communication or you reduce communication. You stop the hangouts, you stop the brunches, you stop having Chipotle with them. Okay?
It's true.
You just make it clear that you're not who you used to be to me.
Yeah.
But also, you can explain to the person, depending on the relationship you have with them, explain to them why they're cancelled. Because the thing is, I think you should cancel someone if you've told them once, you've told them twice, you've told them three times, they're not listening. Like, I've given you a chance to improve.
No, it's true.
And you didn't. So, bye.
That's it.
See ya.
How would you cancel someone, Cindy?
I think I would cancel someone, like you said, it depends on the relationship. Like, if it's someone who I know I'm going to talk to them and they are going to listen and they are actually going to, like, understand, I'll tell them to their face preferably, because I feel like mixed messages can be sent, people can perceive tone wrong if it's on message, whatever. So you tell them face to face and you tell them authentically and you tell them in a way in which they'll receive it to listen rather than take it in a place of judgment. But then for some people it's like you sort of have that loose friendship with them, so then there's no need to sort of proactively say, oh, I'm cancelling you. Like, you don't need to let the whole world know. You just, like Aisha was saying, you reduce that contact. You reduce that, like, sort of, the amount of time that you spend, because time is a very essential thing. And you'll find half the time that when you do actually cancel someone who needs to be cancelled, you'll feel a lot of peace within yourself. And you'll feel almost this sense of, like, I can breathe again, kind of. Because, but yeah, those are the kind of steps that I will take. But as well, oh my gosh, I got another one, sorry, before I pass it on. I would pray on it. If it's someone that, like, I really value in my life, but I can tell that they're just doing things that is just not helpful for them or me, then I would actually genuinely pray on it, get that decision, and just ride it out and explain and then move forward. So I try to explain why I can explain, but if not, then I just start reducing things and start spending my time more effectively. Yeah. What about you?
Ooh, mine's very toxic, the way I cut people off. But I'm learning, innit? Literally, I'll just stop all forms of communication. I literally just don't talk to you anymore. Which is really mean. But I haven't been in a situation where I need to cancel one of my friends. Where I haven't. It's usually someone I don't really know well.
Okay.
So if I don't know that person well, we haven't really established a friendship to, like, for me to now communicate. I'm not gonna talk to you.
Exactly. Like, 100%.
I haven't got time for that. I'm just not gonna talk to you because it's talking to you will cause more drama than it's worth. It's just easier to just not talk to you. Even if I see you, I'll look at you and we'll look at each other, innit? That's it. Like, we don't need to talk, and it's okay.
Yeah.
For me, I'm comfortable with someone not talking to me because I'm not like, oh, it's because they don't like me. Like, yeah. I don't take people not talking to me personal because I know that with me, if I'm not talking to someone, it doesn't mean I don't like them or I hate them or dislike them. It just it just means I've made the decision not to get to know you better.
Yeah.
You could be an amazing person and I see that, but I just don't want to get to know you because I know that that friendship is not going to be fruitful to either you or me. So what's the point of communication? Like, even I would even go as far as avoid saying hi because I know it's gonna end up in a conversation of, oh, how was your week, but we both don't mean it, so what's the point of having this conversation? We're really wasting time all in the sake of being
keeping
civil.
Up appearances. Yeah.
I don't mind. If you don't want to talk to me, it's okay. Like, so for me, my version of cancelling is kind of ghosting on someone.
Do you think you do that as more as a defense mechanism for yourself so that that person doesn't even get that opportunity to hurt you once you've explained why you've cancelled them? Or do you do it because it's almost like a cleanse for your mind?
I feel like for me to get to the point of me wanting to cancel you, you've already hurt me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So it's not a defense mechanism. For me to really cancel you, you have to have
really hurt me.
And the thing is, if someone hurts me, I hold it in anyway and I continue moving on that friendship anyway. So you wouldn't have even known that you've hurt me in any way. But so that's what I'm saying. For me to cancel you, it has to be really extreme.
Oh, okay.
It has to be an extreme situation where you've done something so mad to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That means I need to cancel you. That's why my form of cancelling is quite extreme. Oh, because I'm just like, we're not talking anymore. But that's why I said, like, I haven't cancelled anyone that's my friend because we will talk about it. If I've been hurt, I'll be like, yo, you know you hurt me when you said that. But that's why it's easier for me to cancel people that I don't really know than people, my own friends. Because I'm more likely to show mercy on my friends than
a stranger.
Yeah. Because nine times out of ten, my friends wouldn't have even known that they've hurt me.
Mad.
So, yeah.
Wow. What about you?
I think I don't necessarily go down the whole, you're cancelled. I don't have that conversation. I'll just say, you know, similar to satire, I wouldn't ghost, but I'll just make the conversation very minimal. Mm. And because I'm a person who tends to communicate a lot,
yeah,
if you have ruffled my feathers or if you rub me the wrong way, it becomes very evident. So I didn't really cancel per se. I think I just tell someone that this friendship, this relationship is not working, or this acquaintanceship is not working.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, it's just, you know, I see you're going in this direction or I'm going in this direction, or our views or our core values just keep clashing.
Yeah.
So, like, let's agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll catch up with you a later time. So, yeah. Part of my cancelling, if it isn't, like, a conversation, like, text or WhatsApp or something, it's very clear because I'll use a sentence like, oh, take care of yourself, or, you know, we'll catch up whenever. So it's very clear. I'm not being intentional about getting into your diary or you getting into mine.
Beautiful, yeah.
But yeah, I think the beauty of cancelling is sometimes people don't actually catch the vibe.
Yeah.
So you can put it out there, but they don't really catch the vibe. And it makes life easier with you, because if that person has been toxic or offensive to you and you're the one who's been trying to rectify things, when you leave it alone, they're naturally not going to holler anyway. So you just naturally quote unquote drift apart.
That's it,
I think. But yeah, celebrities can get cancelled.
Do you think people make themselves cancelable on purpose?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're just I don't think you need to do it.
Yeah. I think people do that as a defense mechanism, but then also because they don't like confrontation. I feel like some people would rather say, oh, we just haven't spoken in a long time, rather than address the issue. And that can even happen with friends.
Yeah, especially.
You know, you just make excuses, or, oh, she didn't holler at me, oh, he didn't holler at me. And it's like, no, actually, you know you're in the wrong. Or you know that very incident that caused this. But you make yourself, like, if you know what winds that person up and you keep doing it, you're making yourself cancelable.
Yeah.
You know, if you know that communication is important to me, or if you know that I don't like swearing, or if you know that I can't handle you when you get drunk a lot, but you continuously offend,
yeah,
and you continuously do things, or you've said, oh, I won't do it again, or, oh, sis, I've heard you, but then 2 weeks later in the same position,
you're doing it again.
Yeah, so you know what you're doing and you actually want to be cancelled. And it goes back to something you mentioned in a previous episode about some people not being able to receive love in a really weird way. The ghosting and the cancelling, sometimes people can do that, because not even when it's toxic, some people can ghost on you because you've been too nice to them, which is really weird.
That's me, fam.
Yeah, I get that.
I think to a degree I get it, and it's not that, like, oh, I make myself cancelable in a toxic way, but sometimes the way that in the process of me changing, and I was talking about in the previous episode, if someone shows me a lot of love, sometimes it's not, I'll distance myself, not because I don't trust that person or because I think that person's bad, it's just necessarily I'm not ready. So maybe it's not really cancelling, maybe I put myself on pause for a bit,
yeah,
and I'm waiting, and I but I think it can be a problem, and it can, that pausing can turn into cancelling if you don't communicate that you need that pause. You've got to communicate that, because if not, then it just looks like, rah, she couldn't deal with me, and then you're planting seeds of insecurity into that person and doubt, which is not fair on them. So I think as long as you communicate that, which is something I always try and do, then yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. But yeah,
so do you think it's okay to cancel people in the name of self-care, for people to look after themselves? Do you think it's important to be, is it necessary to cancel people for yourself?
Yeah.
For your well-being.
Yeah, I think so. Because if you're constantly, if you find yourself being constantly frustrated because of the way that other people treat you, to a point where it's affecting you physically and it's affecting your sleep or your concentration, you need to cut those people out. Not forever, maybe just for a period, until you, until you gather yourself, until you just invest that time in yourself. Because I think naturally as humans, you know, we're built for community, we're supposed to give to each other, but then also if it's not, if it's not a two-way street and you're getting burnt out and drained by it, you might just need to say step back.
That's absolutely correct. Now,
but unless you communicate to the other person that, yo, I'm not really in a good place, you know, I just need some time out. But if that person is still imposing themselves on your time and your boundaries, then you need to say, for this season, I need to cut you off.
100%, and it's a bit like a Netflix account in terms of the fact that you can pause it and you can end it and then come back to it. And it's just sometimes even you need that time so that you can both self-reflect. Do you know what I mean? That self-reflection is such a necessity in self-care.
Yeah.
And it needs to be so evident as well in friendships, and it manifests in different ways. And one way could be exactly is Aisha was just talking about. That could be one way.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So do you think it's possible to cancel yourself?
What do you mean?
Can you cancel yourself?
Yeah.
Cancel yourself for your own behaviours?
Yeah.
I don't get that question, I'll be honest with you. I don't get it.
I'll explain to you. So if you know that you're moving a bit mad, or you're moving in a bit of a way that's unsustainable,
okay,
you can cancel those behaviours. And you can say, I know better now, so I'm going to do better.
Yeah, of course, 100%. Yeah, I think it's essential in order for you to evolve and grow as a person. There's so many things.
That you need to cancel.
There's so many things that probably I did and I said in the past, years ago, that I can't do now.
Yeah.
I'm different. I can't do that now.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to take me to that place where I can be my best self. I'm just going to become stagnant and sort of engulf myself in those ways, and it'll just become a cyclic cycle where I'm not moving. I'm just, you know, I'm just exerting toxic behaviour and inhaling it at the same time.
Yeah. Wow. So how do you know when to actually cancel someone else, or is it yourself that needs to be cancelled?
Eh? What kind of coding question is this?
Do you know in situations where something wrong has happened?
Okay.
How do you know it's not yourself that is the issue, but it's actually the other person? Because sometimes in situations we may cancel the other person, but it's us that's actually showing the toxic trait. So how do we know when it's us that we need to cancel ourselves, or cancel the other person in the situation?
Well, I shall go first, then I'll break it down.
I feel like if you know that you're... So basically, when you know you're in the wrong, but you try and blame the other person, that's basically it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Guilt, you know. Because you're guilty. Because you know.
But some people don't have conscience.
No, we all have conscience.
Yeah, but you still know.
Some of your Jiminy Crickets are just a little bit quieter than everyone else. Jiminy Crickets. Okay, but we all have conscience. Okay. You know, the Holy Spirit, you know.
Yes.
But you know when you're in the wrong. So I think that's an issue of pride. Where you know you're in the wrong. Instead of you going now and saying to the person, sorry, or let's communicate, or let's meet in the middle. But you now cancel the other person. But let me think of an extreme example. For example, if you have a problem with drugs or alcohol, and you always blame it on this other person, that, oh, when you're around that person, you always drink a lot, or they always encourage you to take drugs. I think that works two ways, because you already know what your weakness is, but you keep putting yourself in that environment.
That's it.
So in actual fact, you need to fix yourself. You need to cancel that behavior in yourself. And then you need to create some healthy distance from that person. Not because they're a bad person, but if they're encouraging you in that addiction, then you need to, you know, take a step back. But that's a very extreme example. I'm sure there are others. So Cindy.
I think pretty much the same thing. I think you have to assess the situation in its full totality, and not only just perceive it in your perspective, you've also got to perceive it in the other person's shoes. And I think it's hard sometimes, because when you are in the nature of that situation, you only think about you and your feelings, but you have to give yourself some time, even a couple of days, to really allow your emotions to sort of be.
Yeah.
And make sure they're manifested in a healthy way, be it journaling or talking to a sound person who you know will not take that as gossip. But you've got to let your emotions be and really analyze this situation. What were the steps that I took that actually hurt this person? How did this person hurt me? So, and then if you can actually look at the leveling field, then there might be certain aspects of yourself that you need to cancel, and that person also needs to cancel. And then you need to sort of communicate that. And not in a place of judgment where it's like, well, you did this, you did that. And then when you're communicating where you went wrong, you're then conveniently like, well, I didn't mean to do that. I did that because of this. No, don't put any excuses for yourself or that other person. Accept that you both had a role to play. And if somebody else did have that role to play and you've analysed that, then communicate that and be like, do you know what? I've given myself a couple of days to think, and analysing this situation, I've seen that you've hurt me like this. And then when you actually communicate it like that in a way where somebody will listen and has actually seen that you have thought about it, You're not just coming in the moment and impulsively going, well, I feel like that, well, you've done that. Because when you act upon impulse, you then tend to draw from things from the past, which is not fair. Because if you're going to go off from someone's past, then they're going to dig into yours. And then it's just going to become a thing of you two will just cancel each other and will never, ever communicate where you went wrong before actually deciding that it was healthy for you to both go your separate ways.
That's what
I think. I think always give yourself time to think, because especially with me, I know that I'm someone who, when I feel something, I feel it. Like, if I'm really happy, I'm really happy. If I'm really sad, I'm really sad, which has positive and negatives. But I know myself that I have to have a mediator. For me, that's Jesus. Like, Jesus is my mediator, and he taps me in and he tells me. But because I know I'm especially like that, I'm blessed enough that I have friends who will tap me out and actually be like, do you know what, Cindy, you need to actually give yourself time now. Or I will sort of hear myself kind of go, okay, you need to draw back from now. Don't say anything. Walk away. Even tell that person, do you know what, I'm going to give it a couple of days and I'm going to talk to you when I'm in a place where I'm speaking out of rationality and not out of emotion. And that's what I think. But so about, what about you? Answering your own question. Go for it. If you've got anything you want to add or an experience, you know, or something you've learned.
Because I feel like I'm still trying to learn.
Okay.
Because sometimes you get to the point where you're over-analysing. Because me, I always evaluate my actions.
Okay.
And I'm always thinking, what could I have done better? You know, WWW and EBI.
Yeah, come on.
I'm always thinking, is it... So, usually, I'm the other way. I usually think it's myself most of the time.
Wow.
And it's not the other person.
Mm.
That's why I'm probably least likely to cancel people. I'm more likely to cancel myself, because I'm always like, it's probably me in the wrong. I've probably done something wrong. To maybe my tone was off, my face was off, I don't know. So I get into a place where I'm blaming myself. So I'm still learning, like, whether it's myself that needs to be cancelled or the other person. I'm just really merciful.
Okay, would you guys go as far and would say that cancelling as a subtopic, be it yourself or be it someone's, your behavior or somebody else's, is that a necessity that is embedded within self-care, or is it a branch of it, or is it not really, you wouldn't go as far to say that they're very joint as such?
I think it is joint as such. Like, self-care goes beyond, you know, what we put on our skin or how we do things. I think part of self-care is being reflective. So being reflective about your relationship with yourself and your relationship with others and how you respond to the good, bad and the ugly. I think that's all part of self-care. So you, Cindy mentioned about journaling or having that person who you can talk to or somebody who can point out to you when actually you're doing the most emotionally, to tell you to take a step back and to take a breather. I think as much as we don't like the idea of cancelling, I think sometimes with age and with time and as life goes on, some people do need to be cancelled. It's not because you're a bad person or they're a bad person. It's just you're not in the same space emotionally, physically. And I think the one part that I've learned about cancelling is if you're doing all this hard work in terms of reflecting on yourself and trying to grow and, you know, cancelling parts of yourself that you don't like, but this other person is just carrying all of their mess and, like, not even trying to be aware of themselves or how they impact others, there comes a time where you're naturally going to grow apart.
Yeah.
And some people can see that as ghosting, but ghosting can come from you just don't have anything in common to talk about anymore. So why am I texting you? You know, it goes beyond, like, what Sata was saying about the, oh, how was your week? Why are we having that conversation where there's so many other things we can talk about? If we're not checking in on the progress from last week or what we spoke about 2 or 3 weeks ago, there's only so much time. We do the small talk at work. We do the small talk in the coffee shop or in the restaurant. I haven't got time to be doing small talk with people who I've actually chosen to be in my life. So cancelling either parts of yourself or certain people at certain times is part of self-care.
Do you think, I was just thinking about this as well, because what you said about small talk, I instantly started thinking about my introvertism. And do you think it's a personality trait? So do you think certain types of personality are more likely to cancel people more than others?
That's a very good question.
Because I was thinking about this, like, because of the whole, I hate small talk.
Mm-hmm.
I really hate small talk, and I prefer to get to know someone on a deeper level. So deeper meaning, deeper convos that have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So if I meet someone for the first time, because I'm so good at asking questions, I will get to the root. I will ask deeper questions quickly because I don't care how your week was.
Yeah.
Like, it's only with my friends that I really care about that. If I've just met you, I don't really care because we're probably not going to talk about that again.
Mm-hmm.
So I will ask deeper questions to get to know you if you're a new person. So if someone's always on the small talk hype, you're instantly getting cancelled in my eyes because you don't care to go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's part of my personality to probably not counsel people, but
I
don't know, is it a personality thing that people are more likely to counsel others, or is it just depending on each situation? Like, how do you think it works?
I think for me, I have different people have put me on the whole like extrovert introvert, so apparently I come across as an extrovert, but I have introvert tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I know when to speak and I know when to shut up. So I think in the past, before I burnt myself out, I was that extrovert.
Mm.
So I would engage in the deep and meaningful conversation, and then I will do the small talk.
Mm.
So from the outside, it looked like, oh, you know, I have so many quote-unquote friends. No, I had a lot of acquaintances, and I had a very good memory. So I was able, whether or not you're telling me how good or bad your week was, or the deep and meaningful stuff, I would always remember the next time I see you.
Yeah.
So that gave the illusion of, oh, you've got so many people around you, or oh, Aisha's extroverted. However, I think the rubber hit the road when I realised I've got a lot of people around me, but they're all very shallow relationships. Mm. So then I had to start cancelling people.
Mm.
Because then when, you know, I would have a conversation, they're like, oh, how was your week? And I dive into the deep and meaningful, and they look like they've just seen a ghost, then I know that, okay, we're not moving to the next level. Yeah. So you're getting cut.
Yeah.
And for me, my cancelling, I did it very... For the past 2 or 3 years, I haven't done it. But from the age of 21 to, I want to say, 26, 27, every year I'll do a Facebook purge where I'll literally delete you as my friend. I felt no way about unfriending you. This is before Facebook added that feature where you can hide someone from your timeline and all that. No, we didn't have that. It was just straight up, you don't want this person, you delete them. And I would have conversations with people and it would be like, oh, I tried to message you, did you not get my message? Or, oh, I clicked on you and I see we're not friends anymore. And I'm like, that's it. Because even though it was a social media platform for me, it was like, no. Even the people who see parts of my public life, I still actually want to have conversations with you. That reminds me, I need to do another like cleanse. Sorry if you get cut. but yeah, for me, it was just one of those things where I think people, if you're an introvert or if you have introverted tendencies, I feel as though that's actually a gift, because actually you're not collecting just
anybody,
yeah, any stones. Whereas I feel like introverts, because you guys have, you're very disciplined in the way you use your energy, you're only looking for the rubies, you're only like, whereas me, I'm like, oh, shiny, but these times you're plastic. That's no shade.
Oofed.
But do you know what I mean? And I'm just picking because you've got a little bit of glitter. I was not discerning.
Mm.
So then I had to kind of like backtrack and then, yeah.
Just cancel.
Mm.
What about you? Do you think it's a personality thing, or personality doesn't affect the way you cancel others?
I don't know. It's tricky because like when I was in secondary, I was very much like what Aisha was saying, like very much shiny. I want to know people. And I'm like 21 now, but it's only pretty much in the last 2 years that I would say that like I've only just started to get very serious and very...
Sis, you're 22.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I was looking at her like, wow, she finished uni.
It's because I'm used to saying I'm 21. Thank you for that. I'm used to saying 21 so much now. Yeah, sorry. That's crazy.
I was like, what? So
we just celebrated her birthday.
I was thinking kid genius out here. Finish uni at 20.
I've really forgotten. See, this is what friends are for, man.
Her birthday was like 10 days ago.
But yeah, no, I'm just turned 22. But like within the last 2 years, I've started to just realize like what is essential for me, what's going to help me do what I need to do. Plus, I think like, yes, I am an extroverted person. And I'm loud and I like to make people feel comfortable. That's cool. But also, I'm very intentional. Like, I know when to switch up acquaintance and I know when to switch up friend. I know that for myself. I can discern that for myself. And if you can't discern that for yourself, I'll leave that up to you. You can pick up and see how I move around you, what I say, how I maneuver, point blank simple. But, yeah, no, I think literally what Aisha said has literally summarised. I don't need to repeat what she said because she gave an excellent explanation, but I pretty much agree with everything she said.
That's the thing. Like, that's one thing I've always respected Cindy for, because, like, she will know a lot of people and she'll respect them, give her their time and stuff like that. But there's boundaries and those people can't really see that. But I think if you really know Cindy, you'll know that these people aren't really a friend, not to say it in a mean way.
They're just acquaintances.
But she's so good at making you feel like you're her friend, which is something, a skill that we all need to have. Like, for me, if you're not my friend, you will know you're not my friend, which is so mean. But I need to be able to treat everyone equally. It's just, I don't want to give people false hope, like,
And
that we're actually boys like that, but we're actually, we're really true. Not. The thing is, I can't pretend to be interested. If I don't, it's not I don't like you, but if I'm not interested in anything you've got to say, you will know that I'm not interested.
Yeah.
You will definitely know. I can't pretend, because I feel like pretending is part of lying, and
yeah, you don't want
to
do that.
I don't want to lie. Like, so you will know I'm not interested. I don't want to talk to you. You will know. But girls, is there any point you feel like cancelling can become dangerous?
Yeah.
I was thinking of a case where, do you know, someone can't see their own toxic traits, and whenever someone does something wrong to them, they're just like, oh, cancelled. And then they just cancel everyone that comes across their path.
Nah, I think canceled, that's a canceled, big problem. Canceled.
And then next thing you know, they've got no friends.
No, it's a very big problem.
So when does cancelling become dangerous, and how does it become dangerous?
I feel like cancelling becomes dangerous if, for example, if I've cancelled someone and I talk to one of you guys about it, you guys need to give me perspective to let me know if I was in the wrong, or if actually, you know, that person was in the wrong. However, if you cancel people and it's like your little secret and you're not sharing that information with someone to be like, oh, do you think I was a bit brash, or do you think I was a little bit hasty? If you're very prideful, like, oh, the world's against me, then it can become dangerous as well. Or if you cancel people, if you cancel people who do call you out on your stuff in love, you've got an issue. If anyone tells you, sis, you need to know better and do better, and you're like, okay, bye, cancelled. No, you can't live life like that, okay?
Facts.
Because you need to be able to take correction in love.
And not see it as judgment.
Yeah. And see, actually, even though I don't like it, even though it stings, you're coming from the right place.
Yeah.
Somebody, you know, correcting you or patterning you, that's not a reason to cancel them. Like, cancelling is when somebody is emotionally, physically, or mentally abusive or toxic towards you. Toxicity doesn't mean telling you, sis, you need to fix up. So maybe you don't like their tone, and you can tell them, yo, I heard what you said, but don't come at me like that.
Yeah.
You know, don't leave me voicemails like that. But there's still hope for that relationship, that friendship, that whatever. So.
100%.
When do you guys think cancelling becomes dangerous?
When you're doing it out of emotion and out of rebellion, rather than you doing it because you know it's a sound decision to make. Because a lot of people will do it in response to exactly what you said. In response of you're telling you how it is, and they decide to perceive that as judgment, and based on that, they decide to make that decision based on their own insecurities, when nobody was digging into your insecurities in the first place. So they've triggered themselves, and as a result of triggering themselves and dealing with that, with them being triggered, they're then sort of exerting that triggered energy upon others, because sometimes they either think, wow, this person can take it, so I'm just going to keep on using that person as sort of my punching bag to sort of exert all this negative energy and all my insecurities upon, rather than actually internally analysing the culture of their heart and the culture of their minds and actually assessing it and kind of being like, well, I'm very left in this area. I'm very left in this area. This person has told me this. And yes, it has triggered myself, but why am I being triggered? Because I'm still hurt. If I'm still hurt, there's still healing that I need to allow myself to do.
Yeah.
And I think it stems from, in society, we don't allow ourselves to heal from things a lot. So then we just suppress, 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 hide, 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 act like everything's okay. And then when someone says something out of truth and love and out of actually wanting to see someone progress and evolve to be their strongest self yet in a season or the seasons to come, or in their next couple of lives, they decide to completely shut down because they're like, stop attacking me. So have you ever been with someone, and in terms of like friendship or relationship, I don't know, but like you sort of talk to someone and it turns into an argument very quickly, and they're like, well, stop attacking me, like you're being so rude, you're always like this. No, you're always like that to yourself, honey. Nobody's like that to you. You can't generalize all your insecurities and project them upon someone else. Do you know what I mean?
But do you think that's because we are in this kind of politically correct, don't ruffle any feathers kind of society?
Yeah, I think society is too sensitive.
Yeah, I think we've become a lot more sensitive to probably how people were in the 60s or 70s, where they say it how it is, whereas now everyone's trying to make sure that you don't lose Instagram followers or you don't lose quote-unquote friends. Where in actual fact, you're not going to grow if you're not told the truth, or if you're not pushed out of your comfort zone. What do you think, Zeta?
That's a very... I want to hear her answer on
this. The question... I can't remember.
Cancelling become dangerous.
Yes. I think it's when it's done out of pride. Do you know when you're just like, oh, I can cancel you just because they feel like they've got the upper hand in the relationship. So, because you're the one that they... that... they're the one that they feel like is needed the most in the relationship. Do you know what I mean? They've got the height, they've got the upper hand in the relationship dynamic. They feel like, oh, I'll just cancel you whenever I can because I've got the power to.
Wow.
I think that's really when it becomes really dangerous, when someone feels like they can just cancel you because they feel like they've got the power to, or they've got the privilege to cancel you. It's not because of any you could be amazing, but I just feel like I could just cancel you at any time. And they use it as a threat. They use it as a something to hold against you. Like a carrot in front of a donkey. Like,
I was just thinking of that analogy.
You
better
act correct because I will cancel you. Do you know that type of relationship?
Wow, donkeys. Okay.
So I think that's when it becomes really dangerous. Like, if it's to check the dynamic you've got in any kind of relationship that you have, if someone comes across as... the thing is, you won't even know because they're so good at manipulating you without you knowing it.
Of course.
So it's like, how do you know when you're the donkey and he's the person swinging the carrot in your face?
When you're being gaslighted, I think that's what it is.
And the thing is, they're so good at it, you won't know.
And it's only when you're out of that situation. That's sometimes, I would say the red flags are...
Hey, that's my next question. Come on, she's already gone ahead.
No, you can say it. Go ahead.
So what are the three signs, last question, what are the three signs to show that someone needs to be cancelled?
When you're doubting yourself, your innate self, and I mean the sort of the God-breathed personality that you've been given.
So when the person makes you feel like you're doubting yourself?
No, when you... Essentially, when you're literally... when you're doubting yourself, when you're thinking, am I acting correctly? Am I doing... even if you're doing things with good intentions and a good heart and you're genuinely not doing anything malicious, when you start doubting yourself...
So in the context of the relationship you have that with that person?
Even just with yourself.
Or just, like, in
general? I think just with yourself in general. Like, when you actually start to think that everything that you've ever been... For me, for 22 years, when you start thinking everything that you've been and everything that you've evolved yourself to be is completely wrong, and that you need to scrap that part of yourself, an innate part of yourself, you need to scrap that, start again and be who someone expects you to be, you know? I think in psychology it's called demand characteristics or something, where you act how you think that somebody else should... how you think they want you to behave.
Demand characteristics. I'll go and Google that tonight.
I think it is. Don't quote me on it. I think it is. And then I think as well, it's when you feel like you're having to suffocate yourself. like internally you feel like, raw, I have to hide everything. And for me, I suffer from anxiety, so I don't know if you guys can relate, but for me, when I start to see that I have so much anxiety of a place where I know that person is gonna be at, or like literally, like I feel it in my core, and I actually, the amount of times where I've literally almost felt my body shutting down because I'm so stressed, like when it affects my sleeping pattern, and I just think like I can't go to this place, because if I go to this place,
yeah,
I'm literally going to die, like literally. Wow. And when I start having panic attacks, I think for me that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you three signs that someone definitely needs to be cancelled.
If they're a repeat offender, so you've had the conversation about XYZ and they either laugh it off or they don't try to improve. Similar to Cindy, when it starts to impact your emotional, mental, spiritual, or even financial life, that person needs to be cancelled. Like, and I think the third red flag is if the person is not trying to make progress in any particular way. So if you are the punching bag, or if, you know, you've been having the same conversation for the past year and they're not trying to move forward in any area, I think it might be time to take a step back. But cheeky number four, asterisk, you know, cheeky,
come on, cheeky, girl.
But the go thing on, is, if there's verbal abuse, cut it off. And it's interesting because when Sata was talking about that person who feels like they have the upper hand, if there are any women listening who this guy is telling you that you're lucky to be with him and he can dump you, cut it off, sis. He is toxic. Like, that is not loving and that is not caring. Or if you're in any type of relationship where somebody feels that they can hold something over you,
that's very silly.
No. Like, yeah. I am, as Cindy would say, you know, this is my God-breathed persona person. So I don't need to be grateful or thankful to anyone but God.
Yeah. That's it. And there's a difference. I think there's a difference between... love is not conditional. There's boundaries, but it's not conditional. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be, right, I'll love you if you do this, or I love you if you remove this part of yourself, or if you suppress this part of yourself. No, you have to be able to sort of appreciate someone in their full totality. And if you can't do that, then stop emotionally manipulating someone with that. Just move on with your life. Nobody has asked you to do that. It's very silly to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That is sick. That needs to be a tweet or something. Life... what? Love has no boundaries.
Love is not conditional.
It was sick in my head.
But it has
love been. Has boundaries, but it has no conditions.
That's it.
That is what we need. That, like, do you know this calligraphy stuff? That's what you need to do to that, because that is really good. And I think it's probably the best way to end the podcast. Like, remember to love yourself. To love others, and remember that love has boundaries, but there is no condition. So if they break that rule, they need to be cancelled.
Facts.
Because if they put in conditions on the way you need to love them or love yourself, they definitely need to be cancelled.
Big facts.
So I think that's it. That's where we're going to wrap up.
Wow. I feel like that was a nice deep episode today.
It was really good. So yeah, just let us know, like, what do you think cancelling means to you? Is it important to cancel people?
Yeah.
Is it necessary? And how do you feel about the whole thing? Is it just us being sensitive in this generation, or do we actually need to generally cancel people? But thanks for listening to this episode.
Don't let anyone gaslight you.
Don't let anyone manipulate you. That's and
it. Live your best
life. We will see you on the next episode when that comes out.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye. See ya.